This is KNBA News. I'm Tripp Krause. One of the most important pieces of Alaska's response to COVID-19 is containment. Part of that effort is called contact tracing. The painstaking work tracks down those at risk of catching the coronavirus from each confirmed case. As Nat Herz from Alaska Public Media reports, the effort involves dozens of nurses who sometimes have to get creative.
One of Alaska's first positive cases of COVID-19 was a person who'd been to a grocery store when they were infectious. Normally, this wouldn't be a cause for concern, given the need for prolonged exposure to significantly increase a person's risk of getting sick. But this case was different, says Drew Shannon, a nurse with the Anchorage Health Department.
There was long lines at the store that they went to, and so they were in line for greater than a half hour.
That amount of time could have exposed the people standing next to the patient in line. So Shannon went to work to track them down.
We were able to get that person's receipt and then worked with the grocery store to get the contact information for the person in front of line and that person behind them in line.
Shannon is one of dozens of Alaskans doing this kind of work, known as contact tracing or a contact investigation. Experts say it's a critical piece of keeping COVID-19 in check, as it helps ensure that existing cases aren't easily spread to other people. Joe McLaughlin, the state epidemiologist, says the work is particularly important in Alaska. The state's dispersed and remote villages lack advanced healthcare infrastructure, so public health officials really want to keep the disease from spreading there, even if case numbers start to test their bandwidth for tracing.
You know, if we get to the point where we start to see widespread community transmission in Alaska, we're going to continue to need to do containment in Alaska, especially focusing on some of those more vulnerable populations.
Contact tracing starts with a positive test result, which is then assigned to an individual nurse or trained public health official for an investigation. Some of the state and city public health nurses already have experience investigating other illnesses, like tuberculosis and sexually transmitted infections like syphilis or gonorrhea. But Shannon, the Anchorage nurse, says many of those cases can be easier to track than COVID-19, which is transmitted through sometimes invisible respiratory droplets.
Gonorrhea, for example, the mode of transmission is pretty clear, whereas COVID-19, respiratory droplets. So that could be a lot more people.
Close contacts are defined as people who spent more than 5 or 10 minutes within 6 feet of the patient during their infectious period, and they're asked to quarantine for 2 weeks. Nurses and support staff will call each patient and close contact once or twice daily, asking for temperature readings and other symptoms. Some of the Anchorage nurses have been speaking in Spanish with families. They've also enlisted a Hmong translator. But the work goes beyond collecting data on symptoms. Nurses have helped get food to people's homes if they're stuck in quarantine, and they can support people emotionally and socially at a time when they're isolated, vulnerable, or afraid. Sarah Hargrave is a Juneau-based nurse supervisor with the state.
Some people are scared. You know, they've kind of heard the horror stories, so and that's a really important part of getting through this is having some social connection and support and to not feel alone. And we're happy to provide that when we can.
The team of contact tracers in Alaska includes dozens of state and municipal public health nurses. There's also a group of Anchorage school nurses who have been trained and reassigned. And there's one city nurse who even came out of retirement to help. As for the two people in line at the grocery store, the ones who stood next to the COVID-19 patient, they finished their 2-week quarantine and never developed symptoms. In Anchorage, I'm Nat Herz.
For KNBA News, I'm Tripp Krause.